After holding 300 open positions, cutting $18 million in revenue, taking $15 million from reserves, and offering an early retirement program, Onondaga County is now looking to layoffs to help its struggling budget. County Executive Ryan McMahon said it could be up to 250 positions. He plans to ask the county legislature Tuesday to approve a measure that would allow him more flexibility in managing work hours.
We will work on a week-by-week basis, assessing real-time information as it comes in. If the economic picture gets better, we will not need to lay off as many hours, which is people. These are people. These are families.
Layoffs are estimated to make up $6 million for the county. McMahon said they are still assessing which departments and positions will receive cuts. September is the start of the fourth quarter of the financial year, meaning the county does not only need to handle the current budget situation, but also needs to start planning for next year. McMahon said he will present the budget shortly after the election in November.
We've put ourselves in a position for 20 to absorb some of this with all these vacant positions that we start the year out with. But certainly it's not going to be easy. It's going to be a tough budget cycle.
McMahon said he is still waiting for a definitive answer on whether the federal government will provide aid to state and local governments, and if they do, how much. Clarity in that regard and sales tax receipts will largely shape the budget. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.